Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
This is case number 12825-36345 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville LLC. The applicant seeks a special use exception to operate a temporary sales tent, sections 115.72 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Lighthouse Road on the corner of Old Mill Bridge Road. The 911 address is 36345 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is B1. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 17.03. And staff note that, actually, staff have no notes for this application. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
And come forward and be sworn in, sir. Mr. Sharp, will swear you in.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sir, my name is Richard Zeri, and my address is 127 Treetop Drive, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Can you repeat that, sir?
Certainly. My name is Richard Zeri, and my address is 127 Treetops Drive, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 17601.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Evening, sir. You may present your case.
So, yeah, I'm just asking to operate a special exception, I believe, for running a sale longer than 3 days, I believe is the reason for the special exception. In the application, we ask for sale days between 6.2 and 7.4. That's the longest it would be as we have mapped out sales for this year. It's probably going to be more like 6.7 through 7.4. It's an operation. I have a map that was supplied that showed the tenants. I don't think you guys had it. It was not shown.
We have something here in our notes, I believe.
Oh, okay. You guys have, I think it's marked.
Yeah, 10 by 20 canopy and container combo.
Yes. Okay. So as I said, asking for the exception for the length of time, longer than 3 days, you know, for the tent sale, and showing the location there, I have the owner's approval, and you know, we operate compliant. We get our inspections from the fire marshal for any necessary permits for the sale of sparkling products.
Does that conclude your presentation?
What's that, excuse me?
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does.
Questions?
I'm familiar with this area. Where you have it marked, there's another building there, I believe, currently. How far will you be away from that building? It's not a building. It's kind of like a, must be like a shed or a shack.
It's a crab shack.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be 20 feet from that. There's a designated a light pole and an outlet. We'll be on the opposite side of that. So, and from what I understand, they don't do any cooking there.
It's not open often either, but yeah. It's still, have you spoken, my point is, have you spoken to them about you guys coming in, and have you had a conversation with them?
No, I have not had a conversation with them. I had a conversation with the landlord, the owner of the property, and you know, spoke to them about the shack, the location of it, and the operation. And you know, they said that they were fine. At 20 feet is what I believe would be necessary due to code to be a safe distance. If there was any cooking going on, they said there isn't any, but 20 feet still a minimal distance, I think, would be you know, required or you know, prudent.
Traffic gets stopped, there's a car to come in and visit that. Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, how far are you approximately away from the Dunkin' Donuts in that other building? I know you, I know it's different parking lots, but I'm just trying to get like a separation distance here.
I do not know the difference, you know, the distance accurately. I'm going to estimate that it's greater than 50 feet. And that's the farthest that we need to be from a gas pump. So from a safety standpoint, I believe we would exceed those requirements.
There's gas pumps. Speaking of the gas pumps, you're at least 50 feet away from them?
Yeah, we're within code for that.
Where will people park for the most part? Because that can be a weird spot there. Would you make sure that people park towards that cement block back there on where the 1703 is? How are you going to handle parking?
Well, I would believe that there would be room for parking along, let me just get my orientation here, along the northwest side where the grass pulls out a small, you know, there would be several parking spaces there that would be within code away from, you know, the tent, because an internal combustion engine also needs to be minimal 20 feet. Additional parking, I would assume, would go on the back lot, you know, I guess on the, you know, on the west side of that, that concrete area. There's a dumpster back there as well, so. It did not appear to me, of course, so you guys have a better idea of what it's like on the 4th of July. It did not appear to me that there would not be enough parking.
Busy spot.
Yeah, people come through there. I certainly would advocate and probably provide for in the setup some pylons and safety cones that are not shown in this this early version of the map, so that they can maintain some safe you know, direction on where to park for the tent and where not to park.
Would you also do that for these 20 feet around the building? Or for your, from
yeah,
around the tent?
Yeah, that would be.
Is that how you would you
yeah,
do that?
Yeah, generally we identify that as a parking exclusion area with, you know, sometimes we just set cones out. Sometimes we'll use cones with caution tape strung from top to actually rope it off. It kind of depends on, you know, the density of the area and, you know, what we believe is necessary. No, there aren't any parking spaces marked there, so that's why the cones did not get identified as we normally do. Like if I was had parking spaces, you know, lined out on that, I would have identified those as parking exclusion areas. So
it's actually not a bad spot. There's a lot of open area there. For that, I've seen worse. I'm good.
So just to be clear, so that's a gas station that looks like it's a on this property, and the Craft Shack would be the red building.
Yeah, I believe then, that's it.
Okay, and then that's a Dunkin' Donuts. That's the next parking lot west of that, I guess.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In your certificate of liability insurance, are you? You're holding the owner of the property, correct?
We did not provide a co-named insurance is what we normally call it, you know, in this particular packet. I would have to look it up for in their, whether they requested it. It's certainly an option. We typically do. I would be surprised if Highs Baltimore did not ask that of us. It's just not included in this packet.
Okay, well, I'm looking at a certificate of liability insurance in the packet.
Okay. And I have one, too.
And I'm looking for certificate holder and or whom you're holding insurance for, and I don't see it marked on there. So are you stating,
you're stating
for the record that this is Highs?
The land owner is Highs.
I understand. Are you providing insurance for them?
We provide insurance, our insurance to them as a, as evidence that, you know, we have the correct liability of insurance.
For this event?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
What day are you gonna start setting up?
What day would I start setting up?
Mm-hmm.
The container would be there a few days in advance. I'm going to have to say probably 3 or 4 days before. So the 27th, it's probably would end up being Monday the 26th or that previous Friday the 23rd.
What days is the sale going to run?
Sale's currently scheduled to run the 27th through the 4th. 4th is the last day we're legally allowed to sell.
Okay, yeah. So not the 22nd, the 27th?
No.
Okay, I was just double checking because there was a paper in here that said the 22nd.
Yeah, that was when we start out our season, that's the maximum length of our season this year. We operate in 10 states and we don't open all the tents up at the same time. So when we apply earlier in the year, we give the maximum time. We generally try not to set up any equipment more than, 3 or 4 days in advance of the actual start of the sale, so that things are sitting around.
Okay, and it runs 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day?
Yeah, that's the general hours.
Except it looks like the 3rd and the 4th, you stay open later.
We generally try to allow the clerks, if it's okay with code, to operate, later on the few days where they may have sales past that, as long as the store that they're operating at is also open.
Okay, so open till 10:30 p.m. on the 3rd and the 4th, assuming the store or the landowner allows you to?
Correct.
But you haven't specifically spoken to him about that?
They are okay with us operating consistent with their store hours.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
One thing looking at this, it's unclear to me how close this is to the side property line there. The one drawing we have is a little tough. Is this planned to be right on the property line or will it be set back to meet setback requirements?
It is right along that curb there. And based on what I'm looking at, I would say that curb is not more than a foot or two off of the property line.
Well, I will say this, the tax maps are not always in line with the property line.
Gotcha.
So while that area was helpful and instructive, it's not always definitive. So
correct.
I was looking at the drawing that you submitted here that
yes.
has the canopy and the container combo, and I see the crab shack, and it does appear that these structures would be closer to that side property line as it angles than the crab shack would be, and we want to make sure that that thing meets the setback requirements. Mr. Phillips, do you know offhand what that setback would be? Is it five feet?
As an accessory structure, it would be reduced to 5 feet.
Okay. So this would have to be at least 5 feet off the property line. Is that going to be an issue?
I do not believe so. I guess my question is, because as you said, the tax maps are often slightly off from what the actual property lines are. And they're generally close, and we use them in, for placing of a lot of our equipment. So I'm trying to figure out how I determine where exactly the property line is if I'm not using the tax map line. But I think I could accommodate.
I think the landlord would be the one to talk to there about getting a survey, if they have a survey that they've used or some sort of, if there's pins on the site, might be helpful. But
sure.
We will need to make sure that that doesn't go over the property line or is too close.
Okay. Yeah, I believe we could meet the setbacks as long as they're not on the macadam side of that, of that property.
Is this going to be lit? The tent will have lighting inside, or?
Yeah, we have. There's electric provided. We use LED lights. They'll be inside the tent, and there may be some LED lights around the perimeter of the tent.
Is there, where this is going, is that currently used for parking, or is that a pass-through? What is that space used for? Do you know?
I do not know. It's not marked for parking. The crab shack is there. Just looks like additional space. It doesn't say no parking, but it doesn't indicate.
Will this be secured 24/7?
Yes, it is, that's what the container's for, so if, you know, the clerk is not there, if someone's not there, the product is locked up and the tent is closed, you know, down, it would probably remain erect, if not partially, so, because we'll, in order to minimize the potential for wind damage or something like that, we lower them down, you know, a few feet and, you know, tend to leave them weighted, that's, you know, I'm out of.
So those tie down, there's a tie down there, I presume, for your tents?
Yeah, we will weight them with, you know, ballast them with, you know, concrete blocks or weighted.
And how many years are you looking for this? Is just this for 2023, or are you looking for subsequent years?
I would like 3 year.
And I know that Mr. Warford asked you about the dates. Currently, you're saying it's from June 27th through the 4th with, I think you had said 3 to 4 days before and 3 to 4 days after for setup and tear down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what your request is? I know the written request was June 22nd, so just trying to get some clarity on that.
I would like the request to be for June 22nd through July 4th with 3 days set up prior, 3 days tear down after.
All right. So the sale dates would be June 22nd to July 4th, the next 3 years, but there'd be 3 days before that you would set up and 3 days after for tear down.
Yeah, we would have 3 days prior for setup and 3 days to, you know, guarantee all equipment removed.
All right, I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir. You can have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12825 for Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, LLC?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, sir. Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12825 for 36345 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, LLC, and entertain a motion.
I'll move that we approve case number 12825 for Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, LLC, for the requested special use. Let me start this again. I move that we approve case number 12825 for Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, LLC, for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the use of neighboring adjacent properties. I would kind of like to see how this goes, and so I would like to put that this is just for a year, and then they will have to come back and request another special use.
I will note, just as the likelihood that we'll have the findings approved before that date is going to be, it's possible, but may not happen either. So that would be, you know, we have to make it clear it's only for 2023 at that point. That's what your wish was, Mr. Wolf, and the board's wish.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would like for my motion to just be for 2023. If you all want to make it longer, you can do a different motion, but that's what I would like to do.
And would it be for the dates that were presented by the applicant?
The 22nd through the 4th is what I believe that's what he asked for, is 22nd through
the
4th.
And
the
3 days before and 3 days
after. Correct.
Thank you.
I'll second that. That is a busy area, I will second that. That is a busy area, and I'd be curious to see how it goes this year.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, too. So the vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved for 1 year.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp, you might have to work a Sunday or something, get that done for the man.